9:30，晚上11点，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry。我们的节目有一个官方 QQ 群了。QQ 群的号码是3317640，是3317640，您可以加入进来跟我们进行互动，获取每天的学习资料。今天我们要聊的英语学习内容是英语听力，是托福听力。我们请到的嘉宾老师是 UEI 学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello everybody。 今天呢我们会听一段对话，那么这个对话呢是 between the student and the professor。通常情况下呢，老师和学生谈论会谈论什么呢？很可能就要谈论上课的一些知识点呢，作业怎么做呀，是吧？还有呢一些计划呀等等。那这一段呢就是典型的这一类的内容。好，那我现在先放一段录音给大家听一下这个对话。
Listen to part of a conversation between a student and his professor.
Hi Matthew, I'm glad you could come in today.You've been observing Mr. Grable's third grade class for your approaches to education paper, right?
Yes. I go over to Johnson Elementary School, you know, to watch Mr. Grable teach the children in class. It's been amazing. I mean, I'm just learning so much from just watching him. I'm so glad that classroom observations are a requirement for the education program. I mean, it's like the best thing ever to prepare you to be a good teacher.
Well, I'm glad to see you feel that way, Matthew. You know, that's the goal.So, I've been reading over your observation notes, and I'm quite interested in what's going on, in particular, with the astronomy unit he's been teaching.
The astronomy unit?
It seems that Mr. Grable has mastered the interdisciplinary approach to teaching that we've been talking about in class.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so like when he was teaching them astronomy, he didn't just teach them the names of the planets, he used it as a way to teach mythology.
Really? So how did he do that?
Well, some of the students could already name the planets, but they didn't know that the names had any meaning, the stories behind them.
So he...
He introduced Greek and Roman mythology as a way of explaining. Like, you know how, like, Jupiter's the biggest planet, right? And how Jupiter was the name of the king of the gods in Roman mythology, right? So, since Jupiter, the planet, is the largest planet in our solar system, it's like the king of the planets, like Jupiter was the king of all the gods.
Oh, Matthew, that's a great example.
Yeah, and each student chose a planet and then did research on it to write a report and make a presentation. They went to the library to do the research. Then they made presentations about the planet they chose.
So, in one science unit, in which the focus was astronomy, the students also learned about the literature of Greek and Roman mythology, used research skills in the library, wrote a report, and practiced their oral presentation skills.
Exactly. He used this one topic to teach third graders all that stuff. How to use the books in the library, to write reports, and even how to speak in public. Plus, they had a great time doing it.
You know, Matthew, this is just what we've been talking about in our class. And I'm sure everyone could learn something from your experience. You know, Matthew, I'd love for you to talk about this astronomy unit in class on Wednesday.
Really? Because I don't really think I'll have any time to write my paper by then.
Oh, you won't need to write anything new just yet. For Wednesday, use your class observation notes and explain the things we've discussed today.
Okay, that sounds all right.
好，听完了。
那这一部分呢，就是一个叫 Matthew 的 student 啊，还有和这个老师他们在谈论一个 observation, class observation, 然后呢，谈到了这个教学的方法，是吧？好，那我们现在呢分别在一边读一边给大家解释一下，还是我来扮演老师，你来扮演学生，好吧？
好嘞。
Hi Matthew, I'm glad you can come in today. You've been observing Mr. Grable's third grade class for your approaches to education paper, right?
Yes, I go over the Johnson Elementary School, you know, to watch Mr. Grable teach the children in class. It's been amazing, I meanI'm just learning so much from just watching him. I'm so glad the classroom observations are a requirement for the education program. I mean, it's like the best thing ever to prepare you to be a good teacher.
所以这一段呢，这个学生就说他去观摩课，是吧？观察 elementary school， 看这个小学的老师是怎么教课的。所以可以推测出这个 Matthew 这个同学他的专业是什么呢？
教育方面的。
对了，就可能是个师范类的。而呢，这个课的要求就是让学生实地到一个课堂去观察。
嗯，所以他去了一个叫做 Johnson Elementary School 的小学。
对，去观察，
嗯，
然后他自己感觉收获很大。
嗯
，Professor says, "Well, I'm glad to see you feel that way, Matthew. You know, that's the goal. So I've been reading over your observation notes, and I'm quite interested in what's going on. In particular, what's the astronomy unit he's been teaching?" 然后老师就说了，根据你的这个观摩课的笔记呢，我就发现有一些还是比较有意思的，比如说他教的这个 astronomy， 这是什么科目啊？
宇航方面的。
嗯哼，是天文学，
天文学
是吧？
啊。
然后呢，他说这个天文学的这个单元，那个老师怎么教的呀？好，接着他说 ，It seems that Mr. Grable has mastered the interdisciplinary approach to teaching the way we've been talking about in class。也就是这个教授一直给这个师范的学生上课的时候就说呢，要采用跨学科的方式去做教育。
这里有个词叫 interdisciplinary， 就是跨学科的意思。
对了，就是交叉学科，是吧？
嗯。
所以呢，这个 Grable 呢教小学生的时候就用到了这个方法。好，然后来 Larry， 你来看看。
然后这个学生就说了 ，Oh, okay, yeah. So like when he was teaching them astronomy.He didn't just teach them the names of the planets. He used it as a way to teach mythology.
那他实际上不光是要教行星的名字，还教什么呢
？Mythology.
嗯哼 ，mythology 就是神话，是吧？像西方的文化里边呢，都会牵扯到许多的神话的名字。比如说那个希腊的、罗马的神都叫什么？好，所以呢，他就老师说不错呀。啊 ，How did he do that？
然后学生就说 ，Well, some of the students could already name the planets, but they didn't know the names had any meaning, the stories behind them.
也就是各种行星的名字叫得上，但是又不知道呢这个名字还有什么其他的含义和故事。
嗯。
好，所以呢，这个 professor 也很好奇，然后接着呢，就让这个观察的学生继续说。
然后学生就说 ，He introduced Greek and Roman mythology as a way of explaining, like you know, how like Jupiter is the biggest planet, right? And how Jupiter was the name of the king of the gods in Roman mythology, right? So since Jupiter, the planet.It's the largest planet in our solar system. It's like the king of the planets, like Jupiter was the king of all the gods.
所以这段呢就讲为什么有一颗行星叫 Jupiter 啊，木星，金木水火土里边了，叫 Jupiter 的这个行星。这个 Jupiter 呢，它是在神话故事中呢也是众神之王，而它在太阳系中呢又是最大的一颗行星，所以就这样命名了。
嗯，
啊、
它既跟神话有关系，又跟这个天文学有关系。
没错，所以这就是它的交叉科学。然后呢，这个老师说的 ，Oh, Matthew, that's a great example.
然后学生说 ，Yeah, and each student chose a planet and then did research on it to write a report and make a presentation. They went to the library to do the research and then they made presentations about the planet they chose.
所以你看，这么小小孩就知道哈，怎样做研究，怎样去做演讲和发言。
嗯。
所以他整个的技能都练到了。从这教育的方式中，大家也可以看到，这和我们小学。教育的方式还是很不一样的。我觉得我们小时候从来没有说老师给留一作业，说你们去搜索研究一个事儿，是吧？然后给我写个报告，上课去发言，从来没有这样干过。
嗯，
你们小学这样干过吗？
小学就是一种 chalk and talk 那种填鸭式的教育、
嗯，
老师说什么我们听什么，从来没有回到家自己做研究过。
没错，所以他课上的比较活。然后这个教授又把这个方法又总结了一遍，说 In one science unit in which the focus was astronomy, the students also learned about the literature of Greek and Roman mythology, used research skills in the library, wrote a report, and practiced their oral presentation skills.你看这个几个方法他都到了。好，接着
学生说 Exactly. He used this one topic to teach third graders all that stuff, how to use the books in the library, to write reports, and even how to speak in public. Plus, they had a great time doing it.
这个 had a great time 就是很享受整个的过程的意思。教授说不错啊，说这个呢其实是我们上课一直以来所讨论的教学方法。 This is just what we've been talking about in our class. I'm sure everyone can learn something from your experience. 紧接着老师就让这个学生啊，在星期三上课的时候是吧，你不妨来把你观察到的这些还有一些体会都来跟大家分享一下。但是学生说怎么办了呢？
说他有一些困难。他说什么困难呢？他说 Because I don't really think I will have any time to write my paper by then. 他说自己没时间。
然后教授呢说你用写吗？他说 You won't need to write anything new just yet. For Wednesday, use your class observation notes and explain the things we've discussed today.
Okay, that sounds all right.
也就是说你就口头的啊，像你今天咱们讨论的这样给大家讲一讲就可以了。所以这就是一个对话，关于学生和老师就一个作业所讲的这个对话，感觉是不是容易多了？许多同学都反映这个对话呢是比讲座要轻松一些，
轻松一些啊，有交流感，而且话题都比较简单。像讲座有什么 temporary art, geology, 都是一些学科很难的专业术语，但是对话可能就相对容易一些。
没错。好，我们现在再把这个录音放一遍。
我们再放一遍听听看。
Listen to part of a conversation between a student and his professor.
Hi, Matthew. I'm glad you could come in today. You've been observing Mr. Grable's third grade class for your approaches to education paper, right?
Yes. I go over to Johnson Elementary School, you know, to watch Mr. Grable teach the children in class. It's been amazing. I mean, I'm just learning so much from just watching him. I'm so glad that classroom observations are a requirement for the education program. I mean, it's like the best thing ever to prepare you to be a good teacher.
Well, I'm glad to see you feel that way, Matthew. You know, that's the goal. So, I've been reading over your observation notes, and I'm quite interested in what's going on, in particular with the astronomy unit he's been teaching.
The astronomy unit?
It seems that Mr. Grable has mastered the interdisciplinary approach to teaching that we've been talking about in class.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so like when he was teaching them astronomy, he didn't just teach them the names of the planets. He used it as a way to teach mythology.
Really? So how did he do that?
Well, some of the students could already name the planets, but they didn't know that the names had any meaning, the stories behind them.
So he...
He introduced Greek and Roman mythology as a way of explaining. Like, you know how, like, Jupiter's the biggest planet, right? And how Jupiter was the name of the king of the gods in Roman mythology, right? So, since Jupiter, the planet, is the largest planet in our solar system, it's like the king of the planets, like Jupiter was the king of all the gods.
Oh, Matthew, that's a great example.
Yeah, and each student chose a planet and then did research on it to write a report and make a presentation. They went to the library to do the research. Then they made presentations about the planet they chose.
So, in one science unit, in which the focus was astronomy, the students also learned about the literature of Greek and Roman mythology, used research skills in the library, wrote a report, and practiced their oral presentation skills.
Exactly. He used this one topic to teach third graders all that stuff, how to use the books in the library, to write reports, and even how to speak in public. Plus, they had a great time doing it.
You know, Matthew, this is just what we've been talking about in our class, and I'm sure everyone could learn something from your experience. You know, Matthew, I'd love for you to talk about this astronomy unit in class on Wednesday.
Really? Because I don't really think I'll have any time to write my paper by then.
Oh, you won't need to write anything new just yet. For Wednesday, use your class observation notes and explain the things we've discussed today.
Okay. That sounds all right.
好，这次录音听完之后呢，我还是想进入到这个带读的阶段，由我和 Larry, 一个英音，一个美音版，带读一下。好，我先开始哈。Listen to part of a conversation between a student and his professor.
Listen to parts of a conversation between a student and his professor.
Hi, Matthew. I'm glad you can come in today.
Hi, Matthew. I'm glad you can come in today.
You've been observing Mr. Grable's third grade class for your approaches to education paper, right?
You've been observing Mr. Grabo's third grade class for approaches to education paper, right?
Yes, I go over the Johnson Elementary School, you know.
Yes, I go over the Johnson Elementary School, you know.
To watch Mr. Grabo teach the children in class.
To watch Mr. Grabo teach the children in class.
It's been amazing. I mean, I'm just learning so much from just watching him.
It's been amazing. I mean, I'm just learning so much from just watching him.
I'm so glad the classroom observations are a requirement for the education program.
I'm so glad that the classroom observations are a requirement for the education program.
I mean, it's like the best thing ever to prepare you to be a good teacher.
I mean, it's like the best thing ever to prepare you to be a good teacher.
Well, I'm glad to see you feel that way, Matthew. You know, that's the goal.
You know, that's the goal.
So, I've been reading over your observation notes, and I'm quite interested in what's going on.
So, I've been reading over your observation notes, and I'm quite interested in what's going on.
In particular, what's the astronomy unit he's been teaching?
In particular, what's the astronomy unit he's been teaching?
The astronomy unit?
The astronomy unit?
It seems that Mr. Grabo has mastered the interdisciplinary approach to teaching, the way we've been talking about in class.
It seems that Mr. Grabo has mastered the interdisciplinary approach to teaching, the way we've been talking about in class.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, like when he was teaching them astronomy, he didn't just teach them the names of the planets, he used it as a way to teach mythology.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, like when he was teaching them astronomy, he didn't just teach them the names of the planets, he used it as a way to teach mythology.
Really? So how did he do that?
Really? So how did he do that?
Well, some of the students could already name the planets, but they didn't know that the names had any meaning, the stories behind them.
Well, some of the students could already name the planets, but they didn't know that the names had any meaning, the stories behind them.
So he? He introduced Greek and Roman mythology as a way of explaining.
He introduced Greek and Roman mythology as a way of explaining.
You know how? Like Jupiter's the biggest planet, right?
Like, you know, how like Jupiter is the biggest planet.
And how Jupiter was the name of the king of the gods in Roman mythology, right?
And how Jupiter was the name of the king of the gods in Roman mythology.
So since Jupiter, the planet, is the largest planet in our solar system, it's like the king of the planets. Like Jupiter was the king of all the gods.
Oh, Matthew, that's a great example.
Yeah, and each student chose a planet and then did research on it to write a report.
And make a presentation.
They went to the library to do the research. And then they made presentations about the planet they chose. So in one science unit in which the focus was astronomy, the students also learned about the literature of Greek and Roman mythology.
So in one science unit in which the focus was astronomy, the students also learned about the literature of Greek and Roman mythology.
Used research skills in the library. Wrote a report and practiced their oral presentation skills. Exactly. He used this one topic to teach third graders all that stuff.
How
to use the books in the library.
To write reports.
And even how to speak in public. Plus, they had a great time doing it. You know, Matthew, this is just what we've been talking about in our class.
You know, Matthew, this is what we've been talking about in our class.
I'm sure everyone can learn something from your experience.
I'm sure everyone can learn something from your experience.
You know, Matthew, I'd love for you to talk about this astronomy unit in class on Wednesday.
You know, Matthew, I'd love for you to talk about this astronomy unit in class on Wednesday.
Really? 'Cause I don't really think I'll have any time to write my paper by then.
Really? 'Cause I don't think I will have any time to write my paper by then.
Oh, you won't need to write anything new just yet.
You won't need to write anything new just yet.
For Wednesday, use your class observation notes.
For Wednesday, use your class observation notes.
And explain the things we've discussed today.
And explain the things we've discussed today.
Okay, that sounds all right.
Okay, that sounds all right.
好，那我们今天就学这一段呢，就先练到这里啊。大家如果有时间呢，可以反复听。另外呢，我们也会从 QQ 群里面把文字的听力原稿也给大家发上去。
大家可以加入我们的 QQ 群，我们的 QQ 群的号码是3317640，是3317640。
好，那在这儿呢，我要再回顾一下，就是大家在听一个对话，如果是有牵扯到学生和一个教授一起对话的时候，很可能他们要谈的就是学习的问题。那学习的问题呢，其中一块呢，就有可能是澄清上课没弄清楚的知识点，或者呢，就是谈论作业，对吧？或者是讨论论文应该怎么做啊，或者是讨论考试还有分数等等，这些其实都是作为一个学生来讲他日常经常遇到的情况。那我们这里边呢讲到了老师会给一些指示，然后让学教育的学生呢实地去完成一个作业，这个作业呢就是去真实的课堂去观察别的老师怎么去教。好，那还有几分钟时间来提问一些单词，三年级的学生应该用哪个词？
刚刚听到了，叫 third graders。
对了
，third graders。
嗯哼，
两年级的就是，四年级的就是 fourth graders。
两年级呢
？second graders,
graders。对了，好，所以小学是这个级别的。
口头发言能力，大家有没有听仔细了？是叫 oral presentation skills。oral presentation skills。
好，还有一个说法呢，就是在大家的面前去发言。
在公众场合发言叫to speak in public。
对
，speak in public。
对，或者就说是 public speaking skills。
公众发言的能力。
对，好多人不太适合公众发言啊。咱们做广播算不算在公众面前发言呢？
看不到公众，但其实受众对象就是公众。
对，但是我们眼前看不见。一般的来讲，看不见呢还不那么容易紧张。如果这个面前坐一大堆人，是吧？几千人在一个大礼堂里，然后黑压压的一片，台上聚光灯一打，那样就更容易有这个紧张感，是吧？
壮壮老师肯定不怕，一般在大课堂里面都面对几百个学生啊。
对，这我是不怕的啊，但是好多人真的是很害怕。
怎么克服这个紧张的情绪呢？
我小时候在合唱队的时候唱歌，然后那个老师就说：“你们就想吧，台底下都坐的是一堆大白菜。”
大白菜啊！
哎呀，这是对底下听众和观众的多么巨大的一个。我就不说了
但是对于大家如果想要克服这个紧张的情绪，这个想法倒是不错。
对，考试的时候也一样，如果你紧张的话，你就想一下大白菜就在那儿了，是吧？好，那今天呢就学到这儿，希望大家加强复习，然后我们下次节目再见。
再见。
The other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be, just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me. It's only true.
you touch my hand?